Let's go.
Let's go.
Guys, welcome back to the Doc Talks podcast with Shane and Cambry.
Seems like it's been forever.
Yeah, it does, but it really wasn't.
We had some technical difficulties on uploading.
We did, so sorry all the Spotify people. Everything else is good. Spotify, it's not uploaded until today, which is Tuesday?
It's only like 5 days behind.
It's Tuesday the 28th.
Well, we've got a fantastic episode ahead.
Some might call it a story time.
Story time.
Oh, should
I? Well, the haters are going to love it. And, I mean, it is what it is, so we're going to go from there.
Should I break the news?
If any of the 250,000 people that follow you on TikTok or Instagram saw your posts here the last couple days, they probably know the news. But let's tell them, for our 8 listeners that actually come here.
Okay.
For their news, their aviation news.
Guys, our seaplane sunk.
One of the seaplanes sunk.
One of the seaplanes went in to go swimming.
So let's talk about it a little bit. We're not going to get too far into it. It's under investigation, and we'll leave it at that.
Can we tell the story of how it... Not how it happened, but how it... The day of...
The day of.
What happened.
Yeah. You want me to start, or you want to start?
Oh, well, you better start, because you got the first phone call.
Okay, so this probably be a whole nother podcast. I'm not feeling the greatest. So I slept in. I woke up. Was it Sunday? I guess it was Sunday. Sunday. I woke up Sunday, 4 a.m. like normal. Did my normal stuff. Got up and said, "Man, I don't feel good. I do have a head cold. Doing some other stuff too, and like this sucks. So I'm gonna lay back down." But I said, "Well, it blew a little bit. I should look at the cameras at the dock." Looked at the cameras. Everything seemed copacetically, seemed like they always do. Nothing unchanged. Went back to bed. Woke up about an hour and a half later, something like that. Got up, did my normal routine, shower, started driving. I was driving down the road. Got a text from a friend, Captain Work. Said, "Hey, looks like there's something going on with the seaplanes." I heard it over the scanner. Said, "Okay." Texted him, "I'm heading there." And he texted back about 5 minutes later, said, "Yeah, what was happening with the airplane is it sunk." So I get to call everybody. Calling the whole team. Said, "Hey, I need everybody's help at the dock."
My phone call, it was a beautiful Sunday morning. It rained a little bit at night. The sun was rising. It was beautiful. I was in my bathroom doing my makeup for the day. It was about 7. I was like, "Why is Shane calling me? It's 7. Better answer this." And he said, "The beaver sunk." I was like, "Ha ha, funny ha ha." But it wasn't a funny ha ha. It was the beaver sunk. So I was like, "All right, I'm headed to the dock right now."
Yep. So for all the haters out there, the beaver sunk. Again, let's get that out of the way. So, yeah, full disclosure. We're full disclosure here on this podcast. You know, and I love the comments. I typically don't read the comments. I had a couple of people send me comments. So we'll get everything out of the way. Yes, the beaver sunk a couple years ago. Kind of a fluke storm that blew up. And we have protected places to put the airplanes. So let me get that out there first. Not just on the dock where we're at. We actually have places that we can take them that's protected, very protected. A couple years ago, we had a storm blow up, very, very uncharacteristic. They were estimating like 25 knot winds, which is another day at the dock. We do that day in and day out. It's not a big deal. The winds ended up gusting up to about 64 knots. Rather than coming right on the nose of the airplane, it came from the west. Big waves, 4-foot rollers, took on some water. And my guys, I was actually on a trip to Florida, airplane trip. But it did sink. It took on water. It sunk.
This is not the beaver's first rodeo.
Not the beaver's first rodeo. We recovered it. I was still out of town. It was recovered when I was out of town. We had some very cold temperatures after that. Insurance companies, all of the ridiculousness that comes with that. So there was that. Fast forward, ran great this year. Everything's phenomenal. We had a storm that probably blew 25, 26 miles an hour on the nose of the airplane.
Yeah.
Kind of a weird, nothing adds up. We'll kind of see what it looks like from there when everybody investigates. It doesn't look like normal circumstances.
It's a little bit. The math isn't mathing.
The math is not mathing. So for all the haters, we floated it. It was in the water. You know, not completely sunk. Let's talk about this. Underneath our dock is right this time of year is probably about 8 feet, 9 feet. So it's not very deep. Went down. We floated it Sunday. We had it on the dock Sunday night.
Yeah.
I wanted to, just because of all the haters out there, really wanted to run it Sunday night, but I just ran out of
steam,
as did everybody else. I want to thank everybody else who came out. We had.
Can we give a shout out to the people that came out?
Yeah.
Our rescue team.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I get this right. So,
should I give our rescue team while you're looking them up?
Yeah.
Huge shout out to Gunsmith Jim. If anybody needs any gun work done, Gunsmith Jim came to the rescue, of course. So we want to thank him. Mr. Eric, I know he listens every once in a while. Man, in a pinch, that man comes through for me. Like,
holy,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
so
that was awesome.
Mr. Eric was there. Dawn, Pilot Dawn, was there.
All your boys.
Dawn was great. Logan, Mason, Gavin. I couldn't do any of this stuff without those guys. Legitimately, the business wouldn't run without those three. They were there. You were there on that. Am I forgetting anybody else? Kyle showed up. Mechanic Kyle showed up. So, Kyle, it was Sunday. I know you had you were doing stuff with your family, and meant a lot for you to show up down there and do that. Who else am I forgetting? I think that's about it.
That's about it. And then the rescue team themselves, Marine Rescue CDA.
Marine Rescue CDA.
They had a dive team. They had the whole getup.
They did have the whole getup. So we want to thank Marine Rescue CDA. You guys do a lot on the lake there. You haul a lot of boats. You recover a lot of boats. I see you all summer long. It was great working with you. You guys did a fantastic job. No damage to the airplane at all. Zero, zilch, nada. Fought it a little bit. Of course, we had wind and we had weather that was blowing through there, but we made that happen.
Windier during the day than it was that night.
Yeah, windier during the day than it was that night. So, so that's it. So Monday, fast forward, we got on the dock, drying out, decaled, got the engine drained, oil drained, fuel drained.
Took the seats out.
Seats out, got heaters in it, got the battery charger on it, came down Monday morning, flushed the systems, oil, fuel, engine, dried the plugs, cleaned the plugs, cleaned the carb, fresh fuel.
The plane didn't even get clean in the sinking, so we cleaned it.
Cleaned the airplane, fresh fuel, fresh oil, cleaned the plugs. You sumped the fuel tanks.
I sumped the fuel tanks with a Ziploc bag.
In a pinch, a Ziploc bag is an amazing.
It's amazing what a gallon Ziploc bag, clear Ziploc bag, will do for you. You can sump awfully quicker when there's a bunch of water in the fuel tanks than one of those ones that are about 4 inches long. The gallon Ziploc bags, you guys, when you have a lot of sumping to do, that's the way to do it. Let me tell you.
Yeah, Glad. You're giving a shout out to Glad. Yeah. So we ran it Monday, probably mid-morning. Doesn't mean that there's not some avionics issues that we'll have to work through on that. But in the grand scheme of things, not saying that it was, but if it was foul play, we win. I'll just say that. How about that? So go fuck yourself. Anyway, we'll stop there and go from there. For all the kids, sorry about that. Don't ever say that in front of your parents. We know you
can
say
we bleep that out?
Yeah, we can bleep that
like
out.
Like an airplane noise?
Yeah.
Flare noise.
So now let's get to the nitty gritty. Things like this happen, okay? Guys, a good point of this podcast, Cambry and I talked about early on as for the last couple months talking about doing this. Like, we wanted to be honest, forthcoming,
transparent,
and put it all out there. And we said that's what we were going to do. Even when it hurts and it sucks and it's whatever, here we are doing it. So stuff like this happens. It happens in Alaska more often than you would think. Canada, remote places, you know, things happen. I think the difference is how you overcome your adversity. Is that right? Is that the right thing?
I guess. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, having that thing run within 24 hours of it being on the bottom of the lake there is phenomenal. So, you know, yeah, I mean, I've got a saying that today is a better day than yesterday, no matter how good today is or how good tomorrow, and tomorrow's going to be better than today. It was just that. Like, hey, okay, this was not the greatest of days, but tomorrow's going to be better, and we're just going to make it work. So we did. We got it floated. Can't cry over spilt milk or any analogy you want to say. We got it up. There were some people that probably don't know me or the team or the surroundings, and this is kind of your first situation of high stress for Shane.
Yeah.
But what did you say? You said that you weren't going to bet on the airplane.
I wasn't going to bet for it, but I wasn't going to bet against it on the airplane starting yesterday.
And anybody that knows me for long periods of time, I've always said that. Like, you don't have to bet on me, but don't ever bet against me. And here we are. You know, the airplane's running. So we ran it this morning.
Ran it yesterday a few times. A
few times. Everything's running great. Yeah, really, it's if I could throw some avionics in it, we would have done our tour
good
today
to go. Okay, I kind of want to address... Now, this was kind of a big news story. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on a few news stories all over the social media. No one ever shows... Sorry, guys. Shouldn't put my phone on silent. No one ever shows the comeback, really, as much as the downfall, because that's not...
Everybody
doesn't get
wants
as many
to,
clicks.
Yeah, everybody wants to see the crash.
Yeah, no one wants to see the solution. So you like look on Facebook and it's all the pictures of and videos of the plane sunk. But if you look at my videos, it's a video of the plane sunk followed up by a video of the plane running. Now, I do want to kind of... I know you don't like to talk about the comments, but I do want to address some of the uneducated comments of the people and just kind of clear the air on some things. Because some people say things that are just kind of out of ridiculousness, and then it gets the whole hate train rolling. And I kind of want to just talk about it, because for people that aren't in aviation, they don't necessarily know, and then they come to their own conclusion, and it's a whole thing. So I kind of want to address some of those comments, Shane.
Fire away.
Can we do it?
Fire away.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go. Okay, one of the comments I keep getting on my videos is, wait till the FAA hears about this. And I bet you don't want the FAA to hear about this. Well, let me tell you, the FAA came down twice to say hi.
The FAA came down on Sunday. So let me put it out there for the haters out there and whatever we want to say. So we get reported. We're pretty competitive in what we do. There's people that like you and don't like you. I get reported to the FAA many times. I was reported recently for something here last week and a half ago. I think it was my 32nd time of being turned into the FAA in the last 5 years. So, you know, we won't mention any companies or we won't mention anybody by name, but yeah, there's haters out there and whatever. I'm never, ever, 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 ever going to be intimidated or not do something or hide something from the FAA. There's things that we legally have to tell the FAA. There's things that the FAA doesn't have to do. Now, do we get a little bit more oversight from the FAA? Yes. I had a wonderful meeting last week with three wonderful people that are not getting paid. Let me preface it with this, from the FAA right now, over an incident at the flight school. You know, had a great talk with the manager of that, of the Spokane FISDO. I want to say, hey, shout out to the Spokane FISDO. They've got a bad rap for a long time. But they have a job to do, as do we. So, yeah. So the FAA has been notified. They've been down. They came down, Sunday just to peek in. He was actually great. I won't mention any names. But somebody that is great, I've got good workings with. He's there to do a job. It's never a personal thing. With that, I understand what he's doing. He may or may not understand what I'm doing, but from my side, You know, there's definitely mutual, there's a respect there that I have for him. So he came down Sunday. He's like, hey, I'm not down here to do anything. I just need to know, you know, what time did it happen? I've got to do some sort of a report. So we talked about that and I said, you know, now's not the time. And I think that was the first words out of my mouth. If I could go back and, and not have said that to him because he deserves better than that. I wished I would have, but that was the first words out of my mouth is, yeah, not a good time. But we got what he needed. And then he came down with another worker on Monday as I was starting up the airplane, so I didn't get to spend much time with him. But from what it seemed like, they were very surprised that the airplane was up and running there within less than 24 hours. So, yeah, can't keep a good beaver down. I would like, while Cambry's scrolling through all of the horrible
they're kind of
doing,
funny, you guys.
Doing exactly what you're not supposed to do.
But
I want to give a huge shout out. I got to stop. Huge shout out to Cambry Foster's mother and father. Okay? Through all of this and all of the hilariousness of what it is, I am sitting at the flight school. Was it Monday? Tuesday?
Monday.
Or Monday. It had been, yesterday. Sitting at the flight school at our, we have a huge conference table that everybody comes in and can talk to. Sitting there, and a lady walks in with these two big boxes. Like, huh, that's weird. And it says crumble on the boxes. And the lady's like, I've got a delivery here. Somebody order some cookies. I said, no, nobody ordered any cookies. You probably, manager's office next door or Life Flight's next door, the museum. I don't know what you're looking for, but yeah, nobody ordered. She goes, well, is there a Shane here? And I said, yeah. She says, well, yeah, you ordered cookies. I said, I didn't order cookies. She said, well, these are for yours. So two huge boxes of crumble cookies. And the note on the crumble cookie is, we are sorry that your blank got wet. Well, the blank or the asterisks that blanked it out actually said beaver. So the story was that we're sorry that your beaver got wet. Apparently somebody at Crumble took that as not as nice as it could have been, or inappropriate, I should say, and put it on there. So Cambry's folks did that, and they are pretty funny. I appreciated that. It actually put a huge smile on my face. And I have diabetes now, so thank them for that. All right, Cambry, what's up next?
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Ready? 1 second. I have them screenshotted. Okay, this is a good one. Let's clear the air on this one. Should I read it aloud, or do you want? Would that be too much for you?
Just give me the cliff notes. Okay. What is it?
A feller said, "Looks like a log striker on landing." It was not a log striker on landing. Everybody, let's clear the air on that.
Seaplanes sink. Okay, for anybody that doesn't know, seaplanes sink when you hit something. We have a lot of deadheads in Coeur d'Alene. If you're not paying attention, that's why we do low passes to make sure that our runways are clear. Yeah, that wasn't a log strike. There wasn't a puncture in the float. Floats have compartments on them. For anybody that's not a float plane person, the Beaver has 7 compartments on those floats, and they're meant to have up to
80% of the weight, max weight of the airplane.
She's getting her license pulled. The FAA is coming right now. How many compartments?
Two compartments.
You can have two compartments completely flooded, and it'll still float. So she's right there, giving her a hard time. Okay.
let's talk about why it wasn't. Okay, guys, it wasn't. It was tied to the dock.
And it had been there for 20 hours.
Yeah, it had been there for 20 hours. Shane has cameras on the dock. It was not taking on water.
I wonder, maybe it was a log strike because you were the last one to fly it.
You
so
asshole.
Maybe.
You know, these are good comments we should talk about too on my TikTok video. Okay, this is funny, you guys. Well, you have to be lighthearted about it. Someone commented because they're sexist, I would assume.
Oh.
I'm a girl pilot.
I don't think
course.
It's sexist at all.
So here we go. This is what they said. They said, wow, even somehow managed to find a curb in an airplane. I didn't hit the curb, guys. Thank you.
That was actually hilarious.
So let's clear the air on that one.
Yeah, the other one I heard, and you know, the one that somebody sent out to me, and this, I won't mention any names, but I would love to see him in person. said the first time was an accident. The second time was operator error or something along those lines. And this is somebody that just got their seaplane license that should know better and seen how our operation works. I will tell you this. There was six ropes tied down onto that beaver, onto that dock. And I'm going to let the chips fall where they may. Let me put it this way. When the beaver sank last time, we had 64 knot winds. So over 70 mile an hour winds directly to the west, to the side that the float was tied to.
90 degrees.
90 degrees to that airplane. I didn't have a single rope break. Okay? We have ropes that wear out, break, do all kinds of different types of things. I will say with this one, with 25 mile an hour winds directly on the nose where an airplane's supposed to take it, I had three ropes that appear to be cut.
So.
And I have a compartment on a float that was completely open that I can guarantee hadn't been opened almost all summer.
So there's that.
So there's that. We don't know where that goes, but we'll see. But I will say the airplane was secured. The airplane had slack in it so it could move on the waves.
The floats were pumped.
None of the floats were leaking. Any more than a normal float leak.
And so. The airplane's on the dock now, so we can visually
inspect the floats, yeah. So.
And yes, there's nothing leaking. So. Next one. Did it take a Kardashian with it? No, it did not. No one was in the airplane, everybody.
If there was a Kardashian with it, it would have floated.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, that was inappropriate. Can we cut that out?
Bleep.
Your mouth moved faster than your brain did.
Yeah.
Next one. Always check to make sure the plugs are in. The plugs were in.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
And the hatches were closed when we left.
Yeah.
Plugs were in. Don't even fret, everybody.
So let's go over that and explain what that is. So for non-seaplane pilots, so there are seven compartments, seven chambers on each float. Those floats are 16, 17 foot long. And there's plugs on the top of them. There's two different types of plugs. One plug you never remove. You just suck water out of it. There's another one that you have to pull out and suck water out. So there's a hose that goes from the top of the float down to the bottom of the float, into the water. And then we have a special tool or a pump that will pump the water out of those floats. The floats are riveted together for the most part. There's some composite floats that are coming out now. Aeroset makes some. Legend Cub makes some. Cub Crafters has, I think, their own set. But for the most part, most floats forever are sheets of aluminum riveted together that are close to watertight. I won't say they're watertight. They're close to watertight. And they do leak a little bit, so you do have to sump those floats.
Yep. And so, yeah, we have little holes at the top to do that. And we put the plugs in so it doesn't take on water. And the plugs were in. Okay. Now offering submarine tours. Sorry, guys. I know we want to change of pace down in Coeur d'Alene and do submarine tours on the lake, but I'm sorry, Sam. We're not offering submarine tours.
You can go up to Ponderay and do that. You can pay the Navy base to get a submarine tour of Lake Ponderay, okay, guys?
I promise it wouldn't be a very exciting submarine tour in the Beaver. Someone said, that is definitely odd. Yes, it is.
It is
Yes,
odd.
It is. Thank you. It is odd.
I got sent a good one from one of my buddies who was reading through the comments the other day. Ladies and gentlemen, here we have a wild plane taking a drink. It doesn't happen often as they are generally get enough water just by absorbing it through their feet when they're sitting in the water. But in rare occasions, this is not enough water and they must drink directly from the lake.
That's awesome.
It was a rare occasion on Sunday.
It was a rare occasion.
And then here's my last one. Float must have filled with water.
Is he Captain Obvious? Like, what? Okay. The float filled up with water. Yes, sir,
yes,
or ma'am,
did.
Whoever did that one. Yeah. So, thanks for that. So we like to, like I said, good, bad, or indifferent, you're going to get the whole truth and nothing but the truth here. So, yeah, that's what happened. She'll fly again. Nine Lima Bravo will fly.
Nine pounds. Ready
for spring. Fly.
Jim's gunsmithing said that we should change the tail number.
Yeah.
Because LB, he thinks it stands for lake bottom.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Never
we
thought
need
about
to do.
That. Never thought.
And
about
then
that.
Eric said we should do whiskey tango water top.
Oh, there you go.
Someone said of something funny. They said, good thing it only weighs 9 pounds.
Yeah, would have been easier to float it. So, that's what happened. It's running. It's up. No real structural damage. The damage on this lies mostly avionics and accessories on the engine.
Honestly, best case scenario. Really, it wasn't in the water for that long.
Nope. It was in the water. We probably had the majority of it out of the water within 4 hours.
Yeah. I'd say the engine was only in the water for maybe two.
Yeah. Had the engine up. Went from there. But, got it up. Went and did that. So that's what we've got on the Beaver. Things like this happen. Things like this happen when you hit, as one of the comments said, when you hit something under the water, right? It's so important, right? We've been pretty blessed that we haven't had any high-speed hitting something in the water. I've bumped a couple things, taxiing around, warming up in the mornings. Why it's so important to pay attention where you're going and what you're doing, especially for us because we're landing in the same spots every day.
Yeah.
So we're able to observe our runway mm-hmm. in the morning as we're warming up. Right?
Yeah, because we take forever to warm up, so we can literally taxi. We can do a runway inspection on the water before we take off.
And that's what we do. So a lot of guys that are heading out to hunting camp or whatever, they don't have that luxury. So they may come in and they're only going to get a low pass, right? A low pass, even at 80 miles an hour, you want to see everything and observe everything. It doesn't always happen. It just doesn't happen. Sometimes it does.
So we're lucky in that regard.
Yep.
And I wouldn't have it any other way. And shout out. So we're, I don't know if people know this. We believe we're the oldest scenic float plane tour business in the world. This is our 80th year. But boy, I have a lot of respect for the pilots flying 80 years ago.
Yeah.
Because logging was the primary industry in Coeur d'Alene before it was tourism. And the amount of deadheads that I bet were in that lake 80 years ago. Or even just 40.
Massive. Yeah, massive. Well, I mean, you got to understand that they were still using the lake 27, 28 years ago.
Yeah. So that's very impressive.
Yeah. So, team, one. That's all we've got on that.
Wait, Logan, what time are we at?
29 minutes.
So, we could go, we're good there. Should I talk about my debacle?
Yeah.
A little bit? So, full disclosure, we're just going to have a complete interesting...
It's just the shit show episode.
Maybe we're just going to call it the shit show episode. Pilot, ATP, licenses, everything that I've got. I have to get a medical every 6 months. First class medical. Every 12 months, I've got an EKG that I have to do. And I've done that forever. Anybody that knows me, vision's mediocre at best. blood pressure is high. Okay? Going in... I typically have some readers that I wear to correct some vision, and I've been working out. Anybody that follows me or personally knows me, I've lost 50 pounds since December 16th. pretty healthy, working out 6-7 days a week, all of the stuff, and it is. I go in for my medical. It was my 12 month, so I've got to do an EKG. Excuse me. And I go through, do my eyes, no problems. Do my blood pressure, no problems. Go and do an EKG. It reads weird.
Problems.
What does that mean? Okay. So this is and my new AME is phenomenal. My old past AME has passed away. In an aviation accident, the phenomenal human being, friend, everything else. But I have to get somebody else to do it. So we've got a wonderful guy in town, moved to town from Nevada. He says, well, maybe it's where I place the probes. So we sit there, we rearrange probes a couple different times. It keeps flagging something weird. Was it an anomaly? We don't know. Come back the next day. He says, it's not anything that's going to keep you from having a medical. Come back the next day. We'll go from there. Come back the next day, do it again. Still something's just a little off. Not a lot off, not anything that's concerning, not any irregular anything. Just the machine's saying something's a little off and something's
not
upping
right.
When it should be downing or
it's
whatever.
It's doing a bleep when it should be doing a bloop.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Come back the next day, same thing. So now, you know, your stress level's starting to go up. This is, you know, what I do for a living. It's what I love to do. What's going on? Oh, go to a couple different cardiologists. Go to a cardiologist in Spokane. They do an EKG. EKG comes back. Same thing. I said, okay. What's the next step there? You need to go to your provider. So went to my provider. Got an emergency. Get in to see him. Went in to see him. She does another EKG. I think I've had 16, 17 EKGs.
Just in case
the last 12 were bad. Same thing. So we're seeing, something wrong there. So then we go. She sends me to echocardiogram. Anybody that hasn't done this before, this is the process. Echocardiogram. They go in, said everything looks pretty normal. Heart's a little bit bigger than more muscular, beefed up, I think was the words they said. I think we got that, like, beefed up. Probably because of the high blood pressure, not that big of a deal, what she said. And then we went, and today I did a
nuclear stress test.
That's
so
right.
So you're radioactive.
I mean, radioactive for about a week, Spider-Man. So, you know, it's hilarious. I'm dealing with that, dealing with the beaver, and I'm still here doing a podcast for you guys.
Hell of a week, huh?
Hell of a week. We're going to get through that. I'll let you know what the outcome is. You know, of course, that goes to the doctor. A couple things that happened. The lady couldn't even believe it. She's like, why is your blood pressure so low right now? I'm like, you know, when I go to the doctors like this, it goes down. Most people get stressed out and it goes way up. I'm like, you know, if something happens, you guys should put me out of my misery right here. I don't have to worry about blood pressure. So yeah, medical stuff. That's why we tell everybody. I don't know if you tell your private pilot students who want to go to the airlines, before you go and spend a bunch of money on a medical or on a
pilot's license,
go get a first-class medical because they'll check your heart. There was nothing wrong with me. I was going to the gym every day. I was running 3 days a week, 3 miles.
I don't even think they do an EKG till you're 40.
It's just for old people.
I saw where you were going with that. Good.
So apparently if you're young, help. but it is there. So we'll do that. But it's really important. Your health is super important, guys. Like in aviation, going from there, it would have been super easy for me to go and do a third class medical and not have done that. But it was really important for me to keep a first class medical, figure out what's going on, what I need to do there. The AME's been phenomenal.
Honestly, could be a blessing in disguise because who knows when you would have found out about it if you didn't go in.
Yeah, absolutely. There's people that are walking around and then have a heart attack one day. So on that, that's what we've got there. So that is, I'll talk about that too. There's that.
The good news of it is.
There's no good news. That's the good news. I was waiting like, okay, this is going to be great. Like there is, it's not just a black cloud. There's some good news here. Like what could it be?
You woke up today.
I did wake up today. Absolutely woke up today.
The beaver ran.
And the beaver ran. Yeah. No, it's great. And we're doing a podcast.
We're doing a podcast.
So you are actually gone. Right now, when this drops.
I'm gone. Guys, I don't think we've told them.
Tell them where you're going, because you'll be there when you get back.
I'm going on a cruise.
A singles LDS cruise?
No, guys. though, I'm going, King Schools is doing a symposium on a cruise, and I'm one of the speakers on it. So I will be gone on a work trip. That happens to be on a cruise.
Doesn't sound like work. Where's the work part?
My 30-minute presentation.
Okay, good.
No, I'm on a Gen Z panel, so I'm presenting on Gen Z, how Gen Z learns, how flight schools can market Gen Z and kind of change what they're doing to kind of be better flight schools for the new generation. So kind of getting into that. Because I worked at a high school before I came out here.
You were at a high school
So I worked for a district high school aviation program, a district-wide aviation program. It was crazy that I got the job because at the time I was 19. So it was kind of like, okay, I was teaching high schoolers. Like, I was only a year older than them, so that was crazy. But I built SOPs, standard operating procedures, syllabus lists, all that stuff for the program. So, and I've taught over 100 Gen. I taught over 100 Gen Z students in that program. So I think that's why they wanted me to do it. And I'm Gen Z. So who better to present on Gen Z than a Gen Z, huh? But yeah, no, I'm super excited about it. It's kind of stressful in a sense because there's going to be a lot of important people there, and I'm going to meet my idols, John and Martha King. My dad is
give my number, my digits to Martha? Have her call me.
No, my dad was like, can you please give Martha a hug for me? Like, he tells me that every day. I'm like, yes, I can. Martha is such a sweetheart. It's really cool. My dad did King Schools when he was 20-something and got his private pilot.
She looks exactly the same.
Yeah, she ages amazingly.
Yeah, she's 175 years old.
She's like Tom Cruise.
She is. She looks younger and younger every year.
But they're amazing. The Kings, they're so cool. They're such couple goals.
There you go.
Such cute people. I'm so excited to meet them. And go to the symposium, of course. That'll be good. And go on a cruise. That'll be good.
Hopefully all the hurricanes miss you.
Yeah, jeez. Hopefully. That was a concern there for a little bit.
So we're going to do that, and I think what we're going to do... Actually, we can't say it because we're going to do this backwards.
Yeah, so it'll have already happened.
It'll have already happened when you hear this, but we're going to have a Halloween
drop. If you're watching this, hopefully you watched it.
Hopefully you watched the Halloween drop when you made it here, and you really enjoyed our podcast on Mosaic. My skin is burning, just boiling over that. So yeah, this one is pretty much just that, guys. It wasn't anything spectacular. It was
It could be spectacular, actually. I think it was necessary for us to clear the air because everybody sees the posts. Everybody's like the downfall of the Beaver, but it's like it's okay. The plane is up again. Thank you very much.
What do they call that? It's like the Phoenix Rising.
The Phoenix Rising. The Beaver is the Phoenix.
The Beaver is the Phoenix.
The Beaver, I think, has 9 lives.
Really?
How many has it used?
9 life Beaver?
Yes! That's the tell number, guys. 9 Lima Bravo. 9 life Beaver.
It could be.
9 Lake Bottom. I hope it doesn't take 9 times.
Well, it was funny because some of the people that were actually pretty supportive is a De Havilland Beaver Facebook group, Instagram group, follows us.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot with beavers, you know, and they really put on there. There's probably not a beaver out there that hasn't been to a bottom of a lake. Like, that's pretty, you look at the accident rate and going through, breaking through ice and doing all the stuff. Like, it's not uncommon.
Yeah. It's going to smell lakey.
Clean it up. New interior. Done and done.
It's like been baptized.
It has been baptized. Yeah, I think we're going to wrap this up unless you've got something that you want to go with.
I just wanted to talk about the Beaver.
Yeah, the Beaver's fly. The Beaver's running. The Beaver could be flying next week or this week, really, by the end of the week with some avionics change outs there to keep everything going. As we powered it up, we dried it out, powered it up. There was some stuff that really wanted to play well. The G5 lit off. I was surprised at
the,
that.
The radio stack
the,
is
the
working.
GMA 340 lit up. So yeah, there's some stuff there. There's some hope. All we just need is if anybody has a rice farm and you have 17 tons of rice,
we could just take everything out and put it in the rice.
Yeah, do they have a big, if you call up Glad, get a big Ziploc bag, fill it full of rice,
you know,
we'll drive the Beaver in it.
Those 50-gallon drums we have?
Yeah.
Well, you could just fill one of those up with rice.
Just uncork it and put it inside?
Yeah.
It'll suck all the moisture out, everything will work again.
Just like that.
I mean, if an iPhone will work at the bottom of the lake.
Someone did comment that, just put it in rice.
Yeah, there you go.
Crisis averted.
I really
just filled the lake with rice, and then it never happened again.
You know what I think happened?
Okay.
My honest-to-goodness gut feeling. I know throughout the summer that the Beaver and your cell phone created quite a bond. And I think when you lost your phone in the lake last week,
off of
the beaver float, the beaver float got lonely for its friend and went looking for it.
That is a great theory. It wanted to go back. It was, honestly, I think the beaver was just trying to be helpful and find my phone.
That's what I think it was doing. It was just looking around, like, where's your phone at? Sorry, this is going nowhere, but we can talk ridiculously.
I was actually on the edge of my seat. I was like, oh, please do tell what you think happened. But that's a pretty good theory.
Yeah, we can go with that.
So, okay.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining again. For all you listeners, we appreciate it. This one was probably not as entertaining as some.
Hopefully, we made you laugh. I think a lot of people want to know what happened.
Well, a lot of people do want to know what happened. So we put it out there. If you enjoy this, please like, subscribe, follow. And remember, doing that is going to get you other things. Through Spotify or YouTube or through the algorithm, you liking, subscribing, and doing that with us, you're going to get other aviation-related stuff that's going to give you stuff that's you like to see and want to do. One of these, we need to talk about the guns that we carry in our airplanes. Then we can bring guns in.
What are you talking about?
Gotta do it.
Wink, wink.
Gotta do it.
I don't get it. Whatever. These ones?
Yeah, those ones.
Okay.
All right,
guys. Thanks, guys. Tune in next week.
Later.
Bye.